A group calling itself Movement for Peaceful Ghana has embarked on a march through the principal streets of Accra. It's advocating peace for this year's elections. More than 1,000 people are marching from Kwame Nkrumah Circle to the castle, where they will present a petition to the government. Our correspondent Jonathan Thompson, who is covering the event, joins us on the line. Jonathan?
Hello, hello, Akosia.
Where are you now?
Well, right now I'm at the Art Center, specifically on the pitch where the Accra Sofok team do have their training sessions. This is where the group ended up.
Also, the match has ended, has it?
Yes, yes. It has actually come to a close.
So what was it like? Was it peaceful, the match? I mean, no disruptions?
Oh yeah, it was a peaceful march. Right from the Kwame Nkrumah Circle to this place, it was a peaceful march, and we had a heavy presence of security, policemen, armed policemen who made sure that the march was peaceful. They marched with a group right from the Kwame Nkrumah Circle to the grounds where they converged, they ended, that is the Art Center.
Members of the group?
The members of the group, according to, I spoke to the operations director of the movement. His name is Ike Afenyidonko. He told me that the members of the group are just ordinary people, ordinary Ghanaians from all walks of life who have come together. It's a non-political group. No political affiliation whatsoever. Just people from all walks of life who have come together with the notion of promoting peace in this country in this election year.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised to know that they number in about 1,000. According to him, they printed out 4,000 T-shirts. They are all clad in white T-shirts with the inscription Movement for Peaceful Ghana written over there. And I'm getting the hint that they printed more than 4,000 T-shirts, and they've already given them all out, which means the group has a very vibrant capacity of more than 4,000.
All right. So why do they feel the need to march for peace?
They are advocating peace. They are really disturbed and concerned about the recent political agitations going on in the country. You know, politicians going on air, trading in insults and all that. And they are saying that they really don't want that anymore. And they are advocating that peace is what we need in this election, because the youth of Ghana are really, really in need of peace. And what they are saying is that the president's actions and movement has demonstrated that indeed the president is a peaceful man, and as a commander-in-chief, and as a commander-in-chief of the armed forces, they pray that security agencies will humbly adhere to calls by all not to intimidate any political party during the elections in order to have a free, fair, transparent, and above all, very successful elections. They are by this much informing all political parties to refrain from any act that will spark violence in this country. And that's exactly what they are saying.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
One last point.
Well,
when they converged, when they converged at the Art Center, we had representatives from the government, from the presidency, but in the person of the Director of Communications, Koko Anyiduhu, and of course, Deputy Chief of Staff, Alex Egbetia, coming here. They addressed the crowd, and then Mr. Alex Egbetia said that he applauded what they were doing, and he said they should pass on the message of peace to their fellow colleagues, the youth across the country, to also promote peace in this election, that the onus doesn't only lie on the government, but also on the electorate. And Mr. Koko Anyiduhu said, promised them that their petition and their message will definitely get to the president, and the president, who is always preaching peace, will ensure that their message will be carried out.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. You heard our correspondent, Jonathan Thompson, who covered a march through the principal streets of Accra for a peaceful Ghana.